నమః విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూషలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీ నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సతి గౌర భక్త వేంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
కృష్ణ
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, Jaya Bhakti Charu Swami, Bhakti Charu Swami, Bhakti Charu Swami. Jaya Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
Nitai Gaur
Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
Okay, Rajiv Prabhu, would you like to do some more kirtan? Vinita Mataji, Rajiv Prabhu, Alisha Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji, okay. I'm doing Prabhuji.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Oh, so I can start any tune, no, Prabhuji. It's not that we have to go to slow to high.
No.
Is it okay?
Whatever, yeah. Just devotion for Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Yes, okay. Yes, okay, sure, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की, जय भक्ति स्वामी चारू महाराज की, जय जय प्रभु जी. एनीवन कैन कंटिन्यू नाउ.
राजीव प्रभु, वुड यू लाइक टू कंटिन्यू?
ओके, जस्ट फ्यू लाइंस प्रभु जी ऑफ लॉर्ड्स नेम इन अ डिफरेंट वे.
ओके.
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा, हरे कृष्णा हरे राम श्री राधे गोविंदा.
Okay, okay. So first of all, actually, this is not the traditional standard way. Srila Prabhupada did not approve of this particular mantra.
I thought I heard this from the devotees only, Prabhuji. Somewhere, yeah, in but, one of the recording.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a traditional way. So you can just continue with our traditional Panch Tattva Maha Mantra and then...
Okay. We'll do that then.
Yeah.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can say Radha Damodar in this way, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna's name, Radha Damodar, Radha Gopinath in that tune. Madhava, Radha, in such way that you can.
Yeah, the concluding part.
Yes.
Jaya Radha Ras Bihari, Radha Ras Bihari Radhe.
Jaya Radha Ras Bihari Radha Ras Bihari Radhe.
Jaya Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe.
Jaya Radha Hare Radha 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 Radha
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे
जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे
जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा
जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा
जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय
जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय
गौरनिताय
जय
गौरनिताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल
नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल
जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय
प्रभुपाद
प्रभुपाद की जय श्री भक्ति चारू महाराज की जय
तो एक ओ प्रेमानंद हरि बोल वैष्णव वृंद की जय
जय जय
ओके सो दिस इज बीइंग स्ट्रीम लाइव नाउ करंटली एंड दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम दैट वी आर गोइंग टू ब्रॉडकास्ट ऑन यूट्यूब ओके आई वांटेड टू नो हाउ मेनी डिवोटीज दे वुड लाइक टू स्पीक फॉर भक्ति चारू महाराज हाउ मेनी डिवोटीज वांट टू स्पीक एंड फॉर हाउ मच टाइम
We don't have much association and would like to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, even I didn't have so much association of Maharaj, just a couple of minutes with him. But devotees can definitely share if somehow Maharaj has influenced their Krishna consciousness directly or indirectly. So, because I wanted to allot the time, I mean, I want to basically divide the timings and all. So that's why I asked how many devotees would like to speak. Okay, so Aritra, I think Aritra has got a lot of association of Bhakti Charu Maharaj probably because...
I would like to share something. Yeah, you had association, you had, I was also there with you at that time, right? So together had the association. And then on top of that, there were a few moments that mattered.
Okay, any other devotee would like to speak? Ujjala Mataji, you would like to speak even if you didn't have association? Okay, anyways, you can think about it. You'll have, I think minimum you'll have 10 to 15 minutes also. You know, we can definitely, all the devotees can share something about Maharaj. Anyone else would like to speak?
Just one small query like that.
Yeah, Alisha said 2 minutes. Okay. Yeah, you will get more than 2 minutes. Don't worry.
Now this one message received final rights now happening.
Yes, yeah, Mataji, that, received that message. Yeah, nine thoughts.
It's in India or Orlando? Where only?
It's in Orlando.
In Orlando.
They said they are coming to India.
Yeah, the body will be coming to India. By Jayapatra Maharaj's grace, he has somehow made this possible. So,
actually, you can even watch the streaming, Prabhu. Watch the streaming.
Now they said final rights streaming ceremony live.
Yeah.
But it's showing Orlando like that. Even yesterday, as per news, it is coming to India in Mayapur. They'll be doing.
I think they'll be doing both places.
Both places, right. Like we received a notice from our temple president that is coming from EC, from GBC executive committee, that says that, wait, let me just read that portion to you if you want. Maharaj's funeral rites will be performed on Sunday morning, Eastern US time, which is around now. Actually, it's already probably done at a local funeral home that especially caters to special requests. After Maharaj's body is bathed, dressed, and decorated with tilak and auspicious items, the Arati ceremony will be performed. So COVID-19 restrictions do not allow the ceremony to be open to the public. To facilitate darshan for all devotees who so dearly love Maharaj, we are trying to arrange a brief live stream. Details will follow. So we have received that link actually. So Maharaj's body will be then sealed in a casket in preparation for his final journey to his beloved Shridha Mayapur, where he will rest in Samadhi near the Pushpa Samadhi of Shridha Prabhupada and the Samadhi of his loving God brothers. So, yeah, so there is more to it. But I think if you want to see, we can look at the links. Like we can check out
the live links we got from
you. Yeah, I think probably if you want to see, we should just open it and see now if there is still something going on.
We can share it on the screen.
Okay. Let's. You have the link, Madhuri. You can share the screen.
Yeah. I can open it from there.
Okay.
We can carry on, Prabhu.
I think what we can do simultaneously, we can definitely see the live streaming also. Yeah. But I think we can continue with our program also. So it's me, Anitra Prabhu, Alisha Mataji, and probably Ujwala Mataji also. Vinita Mataji, you don't want to speak anything about Maharaj. And Nirvika, would you like to speak something on Maharaj? We just want to divide the timing, so that's I'm asking all the devotees.
No, Prabhuji, I don't want to speak anything.
Okay.
Yes, and about me, Prabhuji, means I don't know about so much. I just come to know so many things right now only when Maharaj went to America and he got that infection. After that only I came to know so much about Maharaj.
Okay, no problem. So okay, I will just begin now.
Yes, but one thing I know, that you are very close to Maharaj Prabhuji.
no, Mataji. See, you know, I will just quote one example of Prabhupada. He said that even a mosquito is also very close to the king. You know, when the mosquito is flying and the mosquito is landing on the king's body, the mosquito is actually disturbing the king. So, first of all, I am not even the mosquito because I don't have any personal association of Maharaj. And I just had a few minutes association for Maharaj, with Maharaj. And a few minutes of association, actually, I think it created a lot of impact on me. Even in terms of, never had any Vapu connection with Maharaj as such. And so obviously there's no question of being very close to Maharaj. I can probably be close to all these great devotees and just create a disturbance for them. So I'm not qualified like the way Maharaj was very close to Prabhupada.
But I heard Maharaj's name so many times from you, Prabhuji, that I will ask to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So many times I heard from you. That's why I'm telling that, sir.
No. It is, you know, I don't think, probably you must have overheard.
Bhanu Maharaj, maybe.
Bhanu Maharaj, yeah. It's Bhanu Maharaj.
Oh,
it is.
Okay. Yeah. I was confused. Okay, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have spoken about Shivaram Maharaj, Bhanu Maharaj, Mahatma Prabhu,
okay,
these are all my Siksha Gurus, Kiraj Maharaj and Kalakand Prabhu.
I was confused, Bhanu Maharaj and Bhakti Charu.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Yeah. But yes, anyways, yes. Obviously, see, sometimes what happens, even if you don't have a long association with some devotees, but Lava Matra Sadhu Sangh Sarva Siddhi Hoy. So even if you have moments of association with some pure devotees, You may never know how it may influence your Krishna consciousness, how it may impact. For that matter, I don't even have that personal connection and closeness with His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj. But I have asked him a lot of questions and he has replied to them. And mainly I have got inspired through his books, which he has written, especially on Guru Tattva and Krishna in Vrindavan series. So for that, I am extremely, extremely grateful to Shivaram Maharaj. Because of him, my Krishna consciousness was influenced in a very great, significant way. So like that, you know, we may have association of devotees for a long time, but it's not necessarily that quality association. Also through a very short period of association. So it all depends on how we take the association. And I think one clear message for everyone is that ultimately everything depends on the Vani. We will not get the Vapu. And today morning, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj also, when he gave the Bhagavatam class, the first thing he mentioned is that everyone is going to take birth and everyone is going to die. So how long can we get connected to the Vapu? It's not possible to always be in the connection with the Vapu. But if we follow Vani, then we can have the Vapu association forever. So it seems to be a bit contradictory, but that's a reality. Like for example, when the gopis, they were in separation from Krishna, but that separation caused the gopis to bring Krishna to them. So Krishna had appeared in their minds, in their hearts, and he was constantly with them. So in the bhava expansion, Krishna appeared to them in the heart and the minds of the gopis or the Vrajvasis, because they were constantly in anxiety and separation from him. That Vipralamba bhava was there. So then finally Krishna appeared to them personally. And they could see Krishna, they could talk with Krishna, they could feel the reciprocation from Krishna directly, as if Krishna was personally present. So there was no difference between when they saw Krishna. So basically, see, the conception of Krishna being present is completely dependent. Krishna is not present for those who have not developed their love for him, but he is always present for those who have developed love for him. So whoever has got prema, they can actually see Krishna face to face. Like Prabhupada also saw Krishna face to face. Prabhupada himself shared many times that he saw Krishna face to face. He also spoke with Krishna face to face. And he was he spoke everything. And Prabhupada also said, right, that Krishna, when he wrote the books, Krishna has repeated each and every word. So this is how we actually experience the association of great souls. With this regards, let me tell you very frankly that when this news was shared, it was both for me. It was a surprise as well as expected. And I will tell you why I was expecting that. And I will tell you why it was surprising also. Surprising because Maharaj was compared to his current situation and his current health, he was quite well. Other devotees also, right, who are actually struggling a lot.
Your voice is breaking, Prabhuji.
It's breaking.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Are you able to hear now?
Yeah, but in between it, I don't know if it's for me or if it's everyone. I don't know that.
Yeah. It is breaking a little bit sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now I request Mataji to probably turn off the sharing screen because it may create some kind of bandwidth issue, probably. Are you able to hear now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what the link that you had shared, Mataji, I could only see Prabhupada's DT and some devotees who are doing some kirtan.
That's
so
I'm not sure. I think. That's
it's from Ujjain. Yeah, it's from Ujjain.
Because Bhakti Prem Maharaj is there. He's not here. He's in Ujjain.
Correct. Yeah. So, we are, what about the live thing from Orlando?
That may be over, Prabhu. Actually, they said it will be in the morning, so I'm not sure if it's still going on.
So, probably it may be over. If devotees are connected, some of them are connected to that, then maybe we can just share the screen for at least for a few seconds and then we can continue. Okay, so I was saying that surprised, and as well as I was not surprised, this is something that I was expecting. So I was talking about being surprised is because we were definitely not expecting Maharaj to leave so soon. Seeing his current situation and health, definitely we are not expecting. And then there was a hope that Maharaj will definitely continue because he had a project in Deland, Orlando, and where he's trying to build a farm community like Govardhan Eco Village. Maybe not exactly like that, but somewhat similar to that. And I had great fortune to meet Maharaj there, and he was extremely kind to myself, my wife, and Aritra was also there with us. So the three of us had gone to visit Deland Temple, and obviously we didn't know that Maharaj was there. So Maharaj was very kind, and he was, he was making sure that we are taken care of nicely. It was Ekadashi day, and although we had prasadam, but then because of Maharaj's insistence, we again had prasadam there. And then Maharaj spoke to us for 15-20 minutes, and then he also took us and he also showed us a few things around. And then he was like sharing with us about his project. And he was also speaking to Aritra for quite a good amount of time, asking about his background and all. So in this way, this is not that we were expecting, and we had never imagined also that so soon Maharaj was actually going to go away. And it was expected, so expected. The link of Maharaj where he is in India, probably in Ujjain, and when he is giving lecture, and in the lecture he is saying that Prabhupada is not asking us to stay in Vrindavan, not asking us to stay in Radhakund. He wants us to go outside of Raj and spread Krishna consciousness and assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and make devotees throughout the world. So this is what Maharaj actually very, very clearly wanted. That he was definitely very, very dear, loyal to Prabhupada, and he was a very missionary person. Right from the beginning, his entire focus has been to spread Krishna consciousness. And Maharaj had recently started this Deland project in Orlando. And obviously now, I think all devotees must be knowing about the glories of Maharaj, because there have been, I think, each and every devotee from the entire ISKCON world, they have been sending their prayers and their glorification for Maharaj. So I'm pretty sure that every devotee, at least they know some background of Maharaj, what, he was so special that he was connected to Srila Prabhupada so intimately. He got all the three initiations within 4 months, which is amazing. Now, I just recently heard that I think he had got initiated, and he got his first and second initiation simultaneously, and that was in Gaur Purnima. I think Gaur Purnima or probably Guru Purnima. I don't know. Gaur Purnima. Okay. Yeah. So Gaur Purnima, Maharaj got first and second initiation. And just in 4 months' time, he got Sannyas initiation from Prabhupada.
And that is on Snanayatra Day, it seems, in
Hindi. Snanayatra Day. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we can understand how special Maharaj was. He's the only devotee who's got all the three initiation in such a short period of time. Only devotee from ISKCON.
Hare Krishna.
You are blank.
Prabhuji, we can't hear you.
Haribol.
Prabhuji, you are doing blank in between Prabhuji. 2-3 times Prabhuji. Yes,
I don't know why this is happening.
My speed is good. Your data speed is good, Prabhuji.
It's actually flickering between the red and yellow, I see.
Actually, yeah, are you able to hear now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now we are able to
hear. Yeah, see, I think the problem is that the internet connection, although it is quite stable now, it's a new internet connection, but any internet connection in India, I think in between there is some problem. So kindly bear with that. Okay.
What was the age of Maharaj when he got initiation?
This is an interesting question.
Yeah.
I think around the 30s, 32, something.
Yes,
like.
Yes. He came really late.
He was born in 45. 45 and 77, he got initiated.
So,
32
years.
32 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that Maharaj said that he came into Krishna consciousness quite late. And I was like, just probably internally, I was like thinking, is that really late for Maharaj? Because even he may have come, I mean, I think he said that because other devotees, they came quite early, like in the age of 17, 20, 21, like that. Mm. But still, you know, who got all the three initiations in a span of 4 months? And that too, he became the personal servant of Srila Prabhupada. So definitely, it was a shock to the entire ISKCON community. I was definitely in tears yesterday. A lot of times, I just couldn't believe it. Maharaj will no longer be with us. And I was just thinking that, okay, if we go to Kolkata, if we go to Mayapur, if we go to Orlando, and actually,
Hare Krishna.
Again, stuck, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
And Prabhuji will not come to.
Okay. Yeah. Are you able to hear? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, yeah. No, Prabhuji. You are stuck, Prabhuji. So we couldn't hear.
We missed a little bit. You said you will not come to Orlando. When you come to Orlando, you won't see it like that.
Yeah. So, wherever, like especially, and I think that I am seeing the relationship of Maharaj in connection with Guru Maharaj, because he was extremely close to Guru Maharaj. Although we didn't have any personal association or connection with him, but Guru Maharaj was very, very close to Maharaj. And so I just cry thinking that what experience Maharaj is currently undergoing, you know, in separation of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. That is causing me a lot of pain. And yesterday definitely I was in tears a lot of times. Are you able to hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Same here. I also cried a lot when I heard that news.
He had no health issues now prior to going to the US.
No, he on 6th June he went, Prabhuji. From here, he 6th June went. On 7th June also, so many devotees came to meet him. And when the devotee went their home, they also get fever of whole family. But they recovered and their report came negative. Means I know the devotees actually.
Okay. Thank you for sharing this. I was also going to share this and it's an extremely important point because my realization is before this I would like to ask Aritra because he is in Orlando and he is closely connected with probably the disciples of Bhakti Charu Maharaj and some devotees who are looking after him. So I wanted to ask Aritra that the devotees who got infected by corona, they got affected after Maharaj got affected or before him?
I don't know about everyone, but I can tell you about Guru Gauranga Prabhu, who is a very intimate disciple of Maharaj. He lives in our community. He got his test came out positive after Maharaj. So okay. I know about him, only about him. But other delayed devotees, I'm not sure the exact sequence, whether someone got before him or after him.
And Prabhuji, others are also being put on ventilator by any chance?
No. Guru Gauranga Prabhu, who is his disciple, he was admitted to the hospital. And he went on ventilator, but he is now okay. He's now out of danger.
Okay.
Yeah, but I really don't know about all the other devotees. There are like at least 25 devotees here in that farm community, farm project. I don't know about each one of them. But I know that some of them did get it.
Yeah, but some devotees got infected, but their report came negative. They were not infected by corona.
Okay.
Yeah,
but their whole team was suffered with fever. Same problems, yeah, like that.
So, Aritra, I would like to refer to you the WhatsApp message which was sent by Keshav Prabhu. I think, was that Keshav Prabhu of the son of Rohit Prabhu? Rohan Prabhu.
Yeah. WhatsApp, but he sent that message out in our Orlando group. You are not in that group. How did you see that?
I mean, devotees must have forwarded somewhere. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know what, see, because Keshav Prabhu, there may be many with the same name, devotees with the same name. So, I'm not sure which one you're talking about. But he did send out a message yesterday.
Yeah, so we had got a message from some Keshav Prabhu that as you were discussing about devotees getting affected by the corona, and they all turned out to be negative.
Oh, that I'm not sure. I'll have to go and check the Orlando group. Actually, I'm going up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Brought me a realization that, you know, I'm not saying that this may be completely true, but this is a realization because it is connected to the class that Maharaj gave in Ujjain. Okay, and he definitely, I mean, he specifically mentioned in the class that other devotees, they are in the forefront, and as a leader, I have to be also in the forefront. I cannot be in the background when others are actually going ahead and preaching, right? So this he mentioned in the class in Ujjain before leaving for US. And now it just strike me that actually Maharaj took all the karma of the devotees. He suffered for that. So all the devotees, you know, they were saved. Actually, Maharaj took their karma, basically. You know, just because they were assisting Maharaj, they were helping Maharaj. So see, this is the mercy of pure devotees like Bhakti Charu Maharaj and other devotees, that they actually cannot see the suffering of others, and they can also go to any extent to take karma and suffer for the reactions of the devotees or the disciples. So I felt that...
In what sense, at the forefront, meaning some major activity was happening that he had to rush there or something?
I mean, preaching. That is what he
But preaching was otherwise going on online only, right? Of late, because gatherings and all are not permitted, na? Because of the lockdown?
Yeah. But okay, so yeah, it's a very logical question. But the answer is, I think that the presence of Maharaj was required there because he was the one who actually started the project. So he wanted to go there somehow or the other. And the fact that, you know, he had to go to US. Now, you know, you can just imagine that New Jersey and New York were the most affected.
Blank. Probably blank.
Blank over here.
Are you able to hear now?
No, Prabhuji. Yeah, no, Prabhuji. But
I think it's a temporary this thing. It is.
Yeah, but missing the points.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think the fact that, you know, he went to US and especially in the areas where the corona was quite pervasive. You know, it was widespread in New York and New Jersey. So he landed there, and from there he went to Orlando. Because there is a video of Maharaj which is uploaded by a devotee and this is uploaded 2 weeks ago, and Maharaj is saying that I just came from India just 1 day before I came to India. So I think the topic of the class is how to conquer death.
How conquer death, right. I've seen that class yesterday.
Yeah, so I just started to hear that. I think I heard for like 15 minutes and I'll be hearing tomorrow also. So he did mention that I just came from India. And as I think Vinita Madhavi mentioned, that Maharaj came to US on the 6th of June. So that's probably the right date, because today morning when Gopal Krishna Maharaj gave class, he also mentioned that 1 month before Maharaj was in US. He spoke to me and he left for US. He also mentioned like that. So I think he did reach by 6th of June. And then he gave a class, and in that class he mentions that I just landed in New Jersey. In that class, he mentions this point. So the corona must have come from there probably, and then he went to Orlando. Now, anyways, we will discuss that elaborately. So, what was the reason why Maharaj got affected by coronavirus? So we'll discuss that at the end. But
breaking, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Okay. So this was a surprise definitely a surprise. And what I, yeah, now coming back to the expectation. See, the way, you know, we got to know that Maharaj has got a severe infection and how he had got severe breathing problem. And then he was recovering and then again going back to his, you know, I think he was suffering quite a lot. So his organs were failing down and then up and down was happening. I don't know. I just had an intuition that probably something is going to happen. I had an intuition. In fact, I told my wife also that I'm doubtful that, you know, with such a condition, it's quite difficult. So yesterday, I think day before yesterday, I mentioned to her, and yesterday we got the news that Maharaj passed away. And I think this expectation was there because I was, by studying the symptoms of Maharaj continuously for 1 week, I was feeling that kind of, some kind of negative vibration was there that something is going to happen probably. So, it was kind of expected that maybe Maharaj will probably leave this particular world. But I can say one thing. Okay, how many devotees were expecting that Maharaj would revive again?
I was like hoping against hope, but I was just hoping that there may be some thin line. But like the last day, the day he passed away, that night, the message that I saw, I wasn't hopeful.
Yeah.
Because they said that multiple organ failure and very dangerous. So in my heart, I was hoping it wouldn't happen, but it was very slim. Chances were very slim.
Yes, see, with the kind of overwhelming prayers for Maharaj and support for him, it seems that he would have got revived. I mean, this is a external vision that we can kind of estimate that because devotees throughout the world, and that too leaders and great Vaishnavas like Jayakataka Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj, Loknath Maharaj, so many others, they were taking lead and they were asking all of us to pray, to perform some kind of sacrifice and transfer the results of that sacrifice to Maharaj. So that was a sort of indication that maybe because all these great personalities are being Maharaj, it's possible that he may have got revived. But now again, there is one thing very interesting. What was the prayer? See, I think this is the first time that I'm hearing constantly, or maybe this may have been requested earlier also, this kind of prayer. But I think that I am hearing this kind of prayer for the first time. Or maybe this is my first experience with a sannyasi, which we know since a long time, passing away so soon in front of our vision. So the prayer had a meaning because everyone was stressing on that prayer. And what was that request or prayer?
If Krishna be willing,
yeah,
then please keep him with us.
Yeah. So I was like, right away from the beginning, I was thinking that all the devotees are praying in this mode and they are also asking all the devotees to pray in this mode. And obviously one reason is that we can understand that this is what Prabhupada also had expected from his disciples, that whenever Prabhupada was in trouble or he had some disease or he had some major problems, so he asked his disciples to pray in this direction, that Krishna, if you will or if you desire, then please allow him to be with us in the association. Jai Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki.
Jai. Oh. Oh, that is okay. All the Dylan devotees are here.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Iti Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare You know, the first impression I got from seeing Maharaj's body, I thought that this is Prabhupada's body.
Actually.
Another thing I saw is that I felt that this is a statue or a deity of Maharaj instead of Maharaj's direct physical body.
Yeah, true. From this angle, it looks like Prabhupada, similar to
face. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, generally, government not allowed to take their body, no, Prabhuji, in such situation.
Yeah, this is an exception, yeah, you're right.
Exceptional, Prabhuji, supposed to come to India.
Yes, definitely. Yes, so.
Very few guests are allowed to go there for the funeral ceremony. Very few.
Yeah.
We are fortunate we are able to at least have one last glance of that body in which Maharaj was there. This is Pran Govinda Prabhu. This is Pran Govinda Prabhu. Yeah, this is Orlando. Orlando. This is happening in Orlando. So do you know that, Pran Govinda Prabhu, right? Primrasa Prabhu?
Yeah, of course, very well. In fact, he was the one who recited Brahma Samhita and Sanyas Mantras.
Yes, at the end. Yeah, he's standing here. He's standing
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I saw that. He's offering the paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. I don't know, such a powerful soul. We haven't met him so many times, but I just feel like my heart is sinking. Like some own family member has passed away.
Maharaj, but I think the most important realization I had is, the connection of him with Maharaj. I think that's how we are also feeling that kind of connection with Maharaj. Mm. Just because Guru Maharaj is so intimately connected with him. So in spite of having met Maharaj only once, but we are actually we can experience that kind of connection with him. I think only because of the mercy of our Guru Maharaj and the devotees. So,
yesterday, Prabhuji, yesterday Guru Maharaj was giving a class.
I was there.
He was there. Did you see at the end what he said? I am the property of Bhakti Charya Swami Maharaj.
I can't
think of a better well-wishing friend empowering me with affection. I am most honored to be his follower. Like that.
So anyways, the way it was unveiling itself in the last few days, I was expecting something is going to happen. And I was praying and I was feeling that Maharaj should, if he leaves the body, then it should be on Ekadashi, Shani Ekadashi, or it should be on Guru Purnima. And fortunately, it was like Saturday in India and Guru Purnima is today. So I asked Aritra if Guru Purnima is on Saturday. And he said, yeah, it is there. So I was very happy that Maharaj left body on Guru Purnima and as well as Sanatan Goswami disappearance. So now I wanted to share a few very, very interesting and important points. So I will say, I'll be sharing what I heard from.
You can't hear you. Hare Krishna.
Sharing. Yeah, you know.
No.
Okay. Now.
Better. Yeah.
Okay. So I will be sharing what Guru Maharaj said. What Guru Maharaj shared. What Tilaka's offering was amazing. I would like to read that. Okay. So. So to begin with Radhanath Maharaj's offering yesterday, you know, he made a connection, very important connection with Maharaj to Govardhan and to Sanatan Goswami. And he said that this is, he actually began the class by saying that today is a very auspicious day of the disappearance of Sanatan Goswami and Guru Purnima. And then he made a connection of Bhakti Charu Maharaj with Sanatan Goswami and Govardhan Parikrama or Govardhan. So he was mentioning that how even during the time of passing away of Srila Prabhupada, because Bhakti Charu Maharaj came in the year of 1977. So he was a personal servant of Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada was passing away, that time Maharaj was also right beside him. And Prabhupada had a desire to do Govardhan Parikrama, if you remember, right?
Yes,
Prabhupada
yes.
wanted to do Govardhan Parikrama. And True. That time, there were two parties or there were two group of disciples. One was favoring that desire of Prabhupada and one was opposing that desire because they were thinking that Prabhupada will not be able to live while doing the Parikrama of Govardhan. So it is better that he should stay here only. He should not go to Govardhan. And other devotees on the other side, they were saying that. And Bhavananda Maharaj, that time. And they were saying that, no, Prabhupada should not go. Then Akinchan Krishnadas Babari, Prabhupada's godbrother, came. And they also consulted him and they took his advice. And Prabhupada was very happy that he was telling Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji that, see, can you see how much love they have for me? They are fighting for me for my benefit. So, ultimately, Prabhupada decided that he should not go because they made a request to Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji. And finally, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji said to Prabhupada that he should not go. So, Prabhupada accepted that. So, now, this is the same thing. You can see that how Sanatan Goswami's disappearance is how it is closely connected to Prabhupada's to Govardhan, because this is where Sanatan Goswami used to do bhajan. If you remember, when we had our Govardhan Parikrama this February, we had gone to the Mansi Ganga, and Mansi Ganga we had gone to Chakreshwar Mahadev, right? And yes, Chakreshwar, yes. So we had seen the bhajan kutira of Sanatan Goswami, and just besides that was the Chakreshwar Mahadev deities, right? And so this is the place where we start our Govardhan Parikrama also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always started from Mansi Ganga. In a traditional Parikrama, Mahaprabhu started from Mansi Ganga and he finished at Mansi Ganga. And so you can see how the connection is. Sanatan Goswami is actually the most dear devotee, dearest devotee of the Vrajvasis. In fact, the Govardhan Parikrama is that the crowd is maximum on Guru Purnima. It is not even on Govardhan Puja and it is not even on other.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear?
Yeah.
So it is only during Guru Purnima day maximum devotees are doing Parikrama of Govardhan. Okay. So we can just connect between how Sanatan and the reason they are doing Parikrama of Govardhan that day is not even because of Guru Purnima. It is because of Sanatan Goswami's disappearance.
Yes.
So this is how Sanatan Goswami was so, so dear to all the Vrajvasis. In fact, they used to consider him as a guru. That's why Guru Purnima Day, they did the parikrama of Govardhan. So maximum lakhs and lakhs of devotees, there is not even a space of 1 feet between you and other devotees doing the parikrama. It is extremely crowded this particular day. So this is what Radhanath Maharaj mentioned, the connection between Bhakti Chaturu Maharaj, how he also did last days, because Prabhupada had desired to go Govardhan parikrama, and it is so closely connected with Sanatana Goswami's disappearance. So similarly, Maharaj also is, and then obviously Guru Purnima is the day where a disciple is ever grateful, indebted to his guru, or a very good disciple, the first class disciple. He is the one who actually realizes the importance of passing away in Guru Purnima, because the Guru Nishtha of that disciple is extremely strong. So such disciples, they will pass on Guru Purnima day. Okay. And so Sanatan Goswami is also the leader of all the Vaishnavas. Amazing, great passing of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Sanatan Maharaj also mentioned that Sanatan Goswami is the Sambandha Guru of our entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And how much Maharaj also, on the same line, on the same mood, Maharaj also wanted to establish the Sambandh of all the Jivas with Krishna. How he wanted so much to preach the message of Mahaprabhu. He wanted to establish the Sambandh between the Jiva and Krishna. So that's how is, you know, how these are connected to each other. We can just be really awed, you know, just by hearing or by realizing such kind of amazing arrangement of the Lord. So, this is what Maharaj shared. Okay, now I wanted to share something very important. Before sharing this, I wanted to make a very important point. And this point is really important because one thing, that these great souls, these pure devotees, although we say that, okay, they passed at a very auspicious external circumstance or a very auspicious day, but we have to understand very thoroughly that for them, they create auspicious days. Whenever they pass away or whenever they come in the material world, if it does not matter if their passing away is a coincidence with the appearance or disappearance pastimes of the Lord or of the devotees. Okay, it is nothing to do with that. It does not matter also so much. Okay, and wanted to share something really interesting. I am sharing this in the group, and I want Ujjwala Mataji, if you can share on the screen also. In fact, Giriraj Maharaj also explained very nicely to us. But I would definitely would love to share this from Shastra so that there is no doubt. Okay, I've shared it. Mataji, can you just share on the screen? Are you sharing it?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it visible? It's visible, Prabhu?
Yes, it is visible. Other devotees, are you able to see this?
Yes.
Is it possible to zoom, Mataji? I do see a sign of zoom on. Yes, perfect. Okay, so is everyone able to see this?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes.
Yeah. Ma Vasudeva Bhaktanam Ashubham Vidyate Kvachit Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Bayam Naiva Pajayate. There is no inauspiciousness anywhere at any time for devotees of Lord Vasudeva. For such devotees, there is never any fear of birth, old age, death, a disease, or even death. So this is from Vishnu Sahasranam, and Jiva Goswami also quotes this. Right? So this is basically from the Vishnu Sahasranam, and this is very important. We don't have to think that only devotees who have passed during auspicious days, they have achieved a better destination. We don't have to analyze that, and we don't have to doubt that. Because whichever type of devotee, whether it is Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama, if they have not committed offenses, or I mean definitely not major offenses, then definitely their destination is auspicious. And there is no inauspiciousness for them at any place, time, circumstance. Wherever they leave the body, there is no inauspiciousness. Because in Kali Yuga, we should always remember that chanting the names of Krishna creates all auspiciousness. There is no doubt about it. Another thing is that, see, Krishna does not see only the situation at the time of death. Although the Lord does mention that whatever you think at the time of death, you will attain that state. That is true. But for devotees, Krishna is also seeing their bhav. He is also seeing the essence of their devotion. And if the devotees then definitely the Lord will see the overall devotion, the essence of the devotion, overall devotion the Lord will see. And depending on that, the devotee will aspire, will have that kind of destination. So we should not doubt about any devotee who is passing away in apparently unfortunate circumstances. Right? We had a special class on that by Giriraj Maharaj, where he has nicely explained all these things. And we have ample amount of classes by devotees, senior devotees who have spoken about this. So we should not doubt. And I will also connect this with the case of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Okay. We'll connect that. Okay. So now I will share something what Giriraj Maharaj just recently he had shared on Facebook with the devotees. He said that was also performing some kind of he was also offering Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and so he was with his intimate group of disciples and other devotees, and suddenly he just had a thought, and he or you can say that he had a feeling, and he was saying that I just had a It just strike to me that Bhakti Charu Maharaj is telling me that I am always with you. I can never leave you and I will always be with you. Okay. So this is what Giriraj Maharaj is sharing publicly on Facebook. And then he's also saying that this is not just for me, but this is for everyone who has that connection with Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So they should also know that Maharaj is deeply connected with all of you, and he will okay. So this is something which is shared by Giriraj Maharaj. Now I will share what who had written. It's really very nice offering. Okay, are you able to hear me?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. My dear Bhakti Charu Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisance to all wishes to Srila Prabhupada. First met Prabhupada, he recognized you as a special soul, so much so that within a short time he accepted you as a sannyas disciple. For the next 45 years, you faithfully kept your difficult vows, traveling constantly, promoting Krishna consciousness in service to Srila Prabhupada. Your astonishing, flawless legacy will forever inspire all of Prabhupada's followers. Today, hearing the devastating news of your departure, I remember your unbroken loyalty and determination. When you first came to America in 1979, at the airport, and set up programs for you in New Dwarka and other temples. One of the temple presidents asked if this new sannyasi spoke English. Thus began your preaching in America, where you touched so many hearts from coast to coast, just as you did in Europe, India, and everywhere. Today, hearing the devastating news of your departure, I remember you as a fearless, blissful preacher who saw the whole world as his family. Your book, Ocean of Mercy, beautifully recounts your relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Your lectures reflected an understanding of Srila Prabhupada's book with depth that could only come from translating all of them into Bengali. In your joyous In the last of your bhajans, I had the privilege to attend you sang the Damodar Ashtakam in a littling melody that has ingrained itself in my heart forever. When you kindly invited me to lunch with you, your disciple served simple but exquisite dishes prepared under your watchful guidance. Today, hearing the devastating news of your departure, I remember you as the unassuming master of all the Vaishnava art. ISKCON is constipated, you once told me, lamenting the slow delegation of spiritual leadership in our Sangha. Capturing the mood of Lord Chaitanya, you wanted as many devotees as possible to serve as spiritual masters. Despite your profound personal spiritual advancement, you said that ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's ashram and that every initiating guru in ISKCON, including yourself, was empowered only under his authority via the GBC. You set the standard for taking great responsibility and accomplishing great things in your guru's service without becoming proud. Today, hearing the devastating news of your departure, I remember your natural humility. My true disciple is a perfect gentleman, said. No one exemplified this quality more than you. Whoever spoke to you felt like the most important person in the world. Regardless of the problem or question they would bring to you, you would listen carefully and reply with wisdom, compassion, and tact. In the sometimes heated GBC meetings, your voice was always measured, thoughtful, calm, and loving. You never offended anyone, but if you thought you had, you would beg their forgiveness. Now that Lord Krishna has taken you, who will we turn to for a living example of perfect Vaishnava behavior? Today, hearing the devastating news of your departure, Krishna has blessed us with your association. Now, for his own sweet reasons, he has taken it away. With tears in our eyes and broken hearts, we simply pray to Lord Krishna to bless us to once again have your association when we leave this world. Your servant, Kalakanta Das. So, especially the last two, three paragraphs, they are extremely striking. And one more thing you can see about Kalakanta, who is very poetic in nature. So you'll see that at the end of every stuff, you know, he's saying this again and again. Today, hearing the devastating news of your departure, I remember you as this, like that. You know, for each and every paragraph, he's saying that. But he's a very poetic devotee and very nicely has expressed his offering. Yeah, so this is Bhakti Charu Maharaj. You know, he has received the award from the GBC committee of being recognized as a exemplary devotee to actually an example of Vaishnava etiquette. an example of Vaishnava compassion. He has been awarded with that by the GBC. So here we'll see that most of the devotees, they are, there are some common offerings to Maharaj, and one of the common offerings to Maharaj is that he was a gentleman. And this is my experience also in short dealings with Maharaj, as well as not just with me, but seeing Maharaj in open space, when he is in the Sangha of devotees, interacting with devotees, and then seeing him speaking on the Vyasasan, we can actually understand that he is so gentle, and he's a gentleman, thorough gentleman, right? So this is one of the unique qualities of Maharaj, the most common quality of Maharaj that every devotee has expressed in their offering. See, I wanted to tell devotees, if you don't have anything to speak, you can even present the offering of your own Guru Maharaj or your Gurujan. Okay. And definitely it will be worth reading. So, many devotees who are here, they can offer what their Guru Maharaj is also to Maharaj. So that we can gain a very deep understanding about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Okay, so now I would like to share two things before closing. Before passing on to other devotees. Okay, now the question is, yesterday, if you see my message, myself and my wife, we had decided that if something will happen to Maharaj, then we'll curse China. Because that was an outrage. It was an emotional sentiment which came out. Because coronavirus has affected millions of people, but more than that, it has affected our devotees. And then finally, I think it was a culmination when it came to Bhakti Charu Maharaj, passing away of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Externally, I do understand that, internally, I do understand that definitely Corona was just an instrument, but Maharaj went because of his own calling. And I will elaborate on that. But definitely, being very close to our Prabhupada disciples, very close to all the devotees in ISKCON, definitely we cannot tolerate that. And I think it's a natural outcome, outrage of a devotee, that if someone is responsible for the death of the guru or a very advanced Vaishnava, then they have to react. They have to react in a strong way. So my outrage was that China will definitely pay the consequences. And I pray to the Lord, and I pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to entire Parampara that they should definitely learn a severe lesson. Because now it is enough. It cannot go beyond this. We don't want to see anyone passing away because of Corona. I would definitely say that I have implicit faith that Prabhupada called Maharaj. And this is what Radhanath Maharaj said very clearly in his offering yesterday, that it was a call from Prabhupada. And that's how Maharaj left. And I had the same conviction. And just a few days before, I was talking to my father-in-law. And I was discussing with him. I was telling him about the situation of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And I told him also this point, that actually this is something which is intimately connected with Prabhupada and Maharaj. And we don't understand these things, but it is something which is going on between Prabhupada and Maharaj. Okay, I told him. And I said that, let's see, what will happen. So now I just wanted to substantiate that with some evidence. Okay. So one information I have got is from my Guru Maharaj. And he mentioned very clearly yesterday that it was a call from Srila Prabhupada. hear you something very interesting. Are you able to hear now?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So did you hear that it was confirmed by Maharaj that Prabhupada called him? Okay. Let me share something very interesting to substantiate this point. I had the same conviction and it was confirmed by Guru Maharaj, and this is something that probably will be confirmed in totality. Okay. So I'm sharing something on the group. I would request Ujwala Mataji to again share on the screen. And I think maybe some devotees must have probably read this or gone through this. So when a Vaishnava is insulted, attacked or offended, then it is not our duty to just tolerate and sit back. We have to do something about it. And even if you see entire Mahabharata also, it was the result of committing offenses to Vaishnavas. The entire Mahabharata, all other reasons were external reasons. The internal reason was it was an offense to the Vaishnavas. And that's why everything was destroyed. So with time, and this is not something which is going on just recently. It has been, China has been creating problems with all the countries, and especially with India since a long time. At the LAC, they are doing a lot of problems. They are creating a lot of problems, and they are in the expansionist mood. So, we cannot just can you just think that someone like China who has spread corona, maybe not directly, but indirectly, definitely, because they knew that corona had human transmission, but still they did not broadcast it to the world that it has a human transmission. They were actually hiding it. They were hiding this fact, and they allowed it to spread throughout the world. And what was most disgusting was they did not allow it to spread within their own country. That's why I think all the nations of the world, they are against China now. Beijing did not had an effect, and Shanghai did not had an effect, but it was spread throughout the world. So US is, right from the beginning, US is repeatedly targeting China. And then obviously now all the nations of the world, they are definitely targeting China. And you see the shamefulness of China. In spite of begging for forgiveness from all these countries, they are going ahead and they are trying to bully other countries. They are trying to expand their regions and they are trying to divert the attention. So you cannot expect anything worse than this by a communist country. Okay. Another disgusting part of that is the army of China is also ruled by the Communist Party. The army is not under the nation. It is again under the nation of the, under the control of the Communist Party. Okay. So the loyalty of the army is not towards the nation. It is towards the Communist Party. So what can you expect? Right. So obviously everyone is aware of what is going on currently. What is going on currently with China, India, and then Taiwan, Vietnam, then South. Created a rift for itself with all the countries. And so we can actually understand the mindset of China clearly now. In spite of repenting for their such kind of ghastly activity, they are trying to bully others. They are trying to bull other countries, force other countries, and trying to conquer over them. That's disgusting. So I think definitely they would react in that way. And I seriously want China to repay the consequences. And see, these are all external things. The most important thing for me is that because of the corona, one great advanced Vaishnava has passed away. we don't, okay, we definitely, we believe that he was called by Prabhupada, but it does not mean that we can allow this to happen to any devotee. And already certain devotees have they have left their bodies because of corona, and we cannot afford this situation again and again. So there should be a time when China has to pay back, and it should pay back as soon as possible. Okay. Anyways, let's read this offering Bhakti Charu Maharaj offered to Prabhupada during Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, which was, I think, in the year of 2012. Okay, so, can someone read this?
Hey, Krishna. We can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm asking, can someone read this?
Okay. Okay. Who? So, yeah, if no one is reading, then well, I can read it.
Yeah, you can read. Yeah.
Okay. So, from where? From the second paragraph, once when a senior god brother?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Prabhuji, is my voice clear? Because your voice is going on and off.
Yeah, your voice is clear.
Yeah, Prabhu.
Yes.
Okay. Once when a senior godbrother of mine chastised me quite heavily for some minor mistake, you heard everything while sitting in the next room. When I went to you after that incident, my heart was heavy with humiliation and pain. The way you spoke to me soothed my aching heart. The sign of real advancement is not the position we hold, but in being tolerant in all circumstances and remaining unperturbed in every situation. Then you explained that happiness and pain, honor and disgrace, pass this, but by them. When you did not eat for days together, you asked me to go and find out what kind of prasadam the devotees were getting. When I came back and told you that the quality and standard of the prasadam was not very good, you called the temple president and chastised him. I felt bad that because of me, he got chastised. When everyone left the room, you told me, make sure that the devotees get nice prasadam. That is the only sense gratification they have. Wow. Then you explained to me that first and foremost responsibility of a leader is to take care of his followers. You said you take care of them and they will do anything for you. You are the perfect example of such a leader, Srila Prabhupada. Maji, can you scroll down? You're the perfect example of such a leader, Srila Prabhupada. You took care of your followers in the most wonderful way. And that is why they were prepared to do anything for you and offered themselves completely to your service. One day you asked me not to cook for you, saying, "You, why are you cooking? You have so many things to do. Why are you wasting your time cooking for me?" I told you, "I cook hoping that someday you will feel better and would like to eat something." You replied, "I will get better only when I leave this world." I broke down crying. In a very soothing voice, you said, "Is this what you learned from me? Is this what I taught you? Didn't I teach you that the spirit soul is immortal and never changing? It is only the body that changes and finally dies when the soul leaves the body. When you left this planet, those instructions remained as my guiding beacon. Although my heart ached with constant agony due to your separation, I tried to remember that you were always there. At that time, I used to imagine that just as a mother sometimes hides while teaching her son to walk, urging him to start walking by searching for her, similarly, you're hiding behind some invisible curtain so that I will search for you and thus develop my ardent desire to go where you are. Those days, I used to think I had so many things to do here. Therefore, I needed to stay. Now that I have done whatever you wanted me to do, please allow me to go back to you. You have already called back so many of your dear children. Now please allow me to have this good fortune, aspiring to be your eternal servant, Bhakti Charu Swami. Oh, when did Maharaj, which year was this offering made?
I think 2012 or
2012, yeah.
Maharaj writes over here, therefore I needed to say, now that you have done whatever you do, please allow me to go back to you.
That's why I shared this letter. I mean, this offering.
So internally, that means Maharaj was, I think internally Maharaj was just willing, like, you know, just, he was desperate to get back to Prabhupada and do whatever he wants him to do next. It sounds like that.
Yeah.
Maharaj also said the same thing. Radhanath Maharaj was saying the same thing, that he would do anything for Prabhupada.
Yeah, so Maharaj said that Prabhupada called him.
Called him, yeah.
Right? And this is what is expressed in the thoughts of Bhakti Charu Maharaj directly. So we can understand how, although it took, so devotees, they are, you know, they shared this and they say that this is an offering in 2012. So you can say that he had to remain for another 8 years before Prabhupada could fulfill this desire. But I think probably he had achieved what he wanted to, and then maybe because of the devotees in ISKCON, because of the disciples, because of Maharaj God Brothers, the GBC, he left for another, he remained for another 8 years, and after that he passed away. So this is it's a dynamic between the devotees and the Lord. The desire of the devotees and the desire of the Lord. Just like Prabhupada said also, if you remember when Prabhupada had got the first heart attack, that was I think in the year of 1969 or maybe before that. Request this prayer. If you, O Krishna, if you so desire, kindly let my spiritual master remain in this world and give us his mercy and association. So that's how the first thing the similar sentiments of prayers began when Prabhupada gave to his disciples. And that time Prabhupada did mention this point, that because all of you so sincerely prayed for me, did kirtan for me, that's why Krishna gave me another chance and he extended my stay in this world. Prabhupada said that. So we can also understand that maybe because of the love of God brothers of Maharaj, the followers of Maharaj and the devotees in ISKCON in general, Maharaj stayed for another 8 years. He extended his stay. So, I mean, this is what we can actually understand from the offering made by Bhakti Charu Maharaj to Srila Prabhupada. So, because he did mention that whatever you want me to do, I've done that. And in a similar sentiment, even His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he had written the same thing to Prabhupada, that now whatever you wanted from me, I have done it. So kindly allow me to come back to you. And so one thing is there, that wherever Prabhupada goes, and they will help Prabhupada in his mission. So it is not necessary they may go back to Godhead. They can just go from one planet to another planet and they can assist the pure devotee to preach the glories of the Lord. And as we also know that if someone is an Acharya or already Nitya Siddha, then they have two counterparts. One is in the material world preaching and one is in the spiritual world together. Right? So Prabhupada said that Acharyas never go back to Godhead. They are always preaching in the material world and they are also present in the spiritual world at the same time. Maharaj, and it was not so. Corona was just an external instrument for Maharaj to pass away. So this is what is astonishing about how Maharaj passed away. So, any devotees, before I continue to other devotees, any devotees, any comment? about what we discussed now.
So in the spiritual world also, the counterparts, so they have parallel existence. One in the spiritual world and also another in preaching in the material world. So how do we understand this? So
this is only for Nitya Siddhas. It is not for
Jivas, like ordinary Jivas, sadhakas. So like Bhakti Charu Maharaj or Swarupa Damodar Goswami Maharaj, they were Prabhupada's very intimate associates, and they served Prabhupada to his satisfaction. So are they, so when you say Acharya, you're Nitya Siddhas, so Nitya Siddha Acharya, so Prabhupada is Acharya, okay, and these devotees, they were assisting Prabhupada. So is this kind of role preserved when Prabhupada moves from this material world to another material world? Will the same, like, will these souls, like, who are supporting Prabhupada, will they continue to serve Prabhupada in, again, rejoin him in another material realm? Is that the understanding? Because Prabhupada called for them. We are saying Prabhupada called for them and nothing could come in between. They went to him. But is it like they are again assisting Prabhupada in his mission there, or do they also become or can they also become acharyas again, or will this role be preserved? This serving the spiritual master who is the acharya, will that role be preserved?
Yeah. So see, that's why we say that janme janme Prabhu se. Right? Divya Gyan Aride Prakashito. The conception of now see, whether Nitya Siddha Bhakti Charu Maharaj or any other Prabhupada disciple or devotee who has passed away, and we feel that they have gone back to Godhead, but we are not sure that they had come from spiritual world, or they were sadhakas in this life and they perfected in this life. We don't know that. We don't know these details. But at least we can understand one thing, that if we attain perfection in this life, then naturally it will be the desire of a disciple to assist the guru forever, eternally. Okay. So in one sense, they will desire to assist Prabhupada. Because as I said earlier many times, the first question is you ask yourself whether you have sufficiently pleased the spiritual master. And after that, the question of going back to Godhead will come. A first-class disciple or someone who is a real disciple, a true disciple, they will first ask the question whether I have pleased the spiritual master sufficiently. If not, then there is no concept or thinking of going back to Godhead for them. To assist him forever. So maybe this is the desire of Bhakti Charu Maharaj also. And maybe they have taken birth in another planet now and they are assisting Prabhupada probably or any other Acharya. Okay, so these are all details which we are not aware. These are all transcendental things which only Guru and other advanced Vaishnava will know. But, today morning when Gopal Krishna Maharaj gave class, he did mention this point that Bhakti Charu Maharaj has gone to another planet to preach. Probably. So it is the desire of a true, sincere, genuine follower or a disciple to always assist their spiritual masters. And so this is a possibility. Yeah, but once they have gone back to Godhead, they have also become an Acharya. And they can be in the spiritual world and they can be in the material world also simultaneously. So the expansion is there.
So sadhakas, when they have perfected, so like say sadhakas like yourself. I mean, okay, just an example. Don't take it on yourself like that, because you'll become humble. And then, but I'm just saying, give you an example. Say Sadhaka, like you, or say Rajiv Prabhu, whoever is there in the call. Okay, we are able to perfect ourselves by fulfilling. I'm just saying, putting it that way. Will we, and we become qualified to go back to Godhead because we have satisfied the spiritual master sufficiently, will we also have a chance to serve our spiritual master or any acharya in the material world like that? Or is it that, you know, that since we are sadhakas, we may go back to Godhead, but we won't get that opportunity?
See, it is very, very simple. We don't have to think so much about it because it's very simple.
Wait, we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, better.
Are you able to? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, the answer is quite simple. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ye yathamam prabhadante tam stataiva bhajamiham. Manu vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasa. That if it is your desire, then you will assist your spiritual master. You know, so all depends on your desire. Depending on your desire, Krishna will arrange reciprocate back with you. So, yeah, it all depends on the devotee's desire. And obviously, our desire is there. Ultimately, we want to surrender to Krishna's desire. So, if Krishna wants you only in the spiritual world, then you will be in the spiritual world only. And if he wants you to in the material world also at the same time, then you can expand yourself and you can come to the material world also.
Okay. Desire, yeah. Desire is the key. Krishna's desire is always going to surpass all other desires. Our desire.
We don't say that it surpasses. We just say that that is a sign of love. That is a symptom of love. That when we have our... no one can destroy or eradicate one's desire completely. Everyone will have desire and everyone is an individual. So, you will have desires separate from Krishna also. But because of your love, you will finally accept his desire as your ultimate desire. So, your desire, if you have a particular desire, Krishna will fulfill those desires. But sometimes Krishna will not want you to fulfill that desire. He will probably want you to do something else. So, we have to finally,
stuck. We can't hear you.
Yeah, so this is pure devotional service, that we all will have desires separate from Krishna. Separate from Krishna means not in terms of rebelling him or cultivating a rebellious attitude, but I mean, we are talking about after attaining perfection also. There is no question of rebelling him. But we'll have desires which are individual choices. Mm-hmm. And this individual choice is not necessary that whatever Krishna wants us to do, we will do that only. And we don't desire. We stop thinking. No, then we become robots. But we will desire. We have our own flavor. We have our own taste. Like for example, if Krishna likes sky blue color, it's not necessary that every devotee in the spiritual world will like that the most. Okay. Or Krishna's favorite is makhan. Okay. Does not mean that every devotee, it will be the most favorite for them. It's not necessary. They may have their own personal preferences and choices, but they know that what is going to please Krishna the most. So they will sacrifice their desire for his pleasure. Or for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. Okay, so this way the individuality is there. It is not lost. Individuality is always there. Free will is always there. Desires are always there. But a devotee will surrender to the will of Krishna ultimately. Surrender to the will of Srimati Radharani. And see, this is the dynamics between Krishna and the devotee, that a devotee can understand Krishna's heart and the devotee's heart. So, although the devotee may like something, but if they know that this is not the most pleasing to Krishna, they will do something which is most pleasing to Krishna, in spite of lacking that completely. They will do that. Okay. But what Krishna will do? Krishna will try to fulfill your wishes and desires. Because he knows, he understands that this is what you desire. So there is a dynamic relationship between the devotee and the Lord, where Krishna wants to fulfill your desires and you want to fulfill Krishna's desires. Now, this is not possible in the material world with sadhakas, because the sadhakas, they have, by choice, they are always thinking to enjoy separately from Krishna. So here we are not talking about enjoying separately from Krishna. In the spiritual world, everyone's goal, everyone's intention is to please Krishna. That's the ultimate desire for everyone. But individual preferences, individual choices will always remain. Because we are all individuals and we cannot, Krishna loves variety. So we are created in that spirit. Everyone has got variety. Okay. Everyone has got differences. What, you know, Lalita, Vishaka, then Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari, Ras Manjari, they are all wearing different saris. They have different complexions. Everyone is not the same. And this difference is an unlimited expansion of Krishna's variety. Right? So, it's not that we are differing from Krishna. It is that unity and diversity that Krishna enjoys in the spiritual world. And basically that means that Krishna is unlimited, and so he is expanding in an unlimited form by sometimes he is contrasting himself also. Okay, so he enjoys, like for example, the I think the most relevant example is Lord Balram. So now the question is that why Balram is always opposing Krishna? We see in the Mahabharata so many times he is opposing Krishna, and then in Vraj also Balram is taking care of Krishna, and then he is chastising Krishna and he is opposing Krishna. So why? For a simple reason, that who is a devotee who will oppose me? Krishna created Balram. So he is reciprocating with Balram and he is enjoying that difference of opinion, right? Which we are enjoying with others. So unless we have a different opinion, there is no unity in diversity. So all these rasas are there, unlimited variety Krishna wants to enjoy. That's why there's a dynamics between the Lord and the devotees. Okay, so is that clear?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, all right. So thank you all the devotees for giving me an opportunity to share something about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Now, I humbly request other devotees to offer, make an offering. So we can start with Aritra yourself, because you have got the association of Bhakti Charu Maharaj a couple of times.
Yeah. Sorry, I just had one question. Prabhuji, can you let us know what is the most practical and appropriate way in which we can right now at this time help the disciples of Maharaj at this moment? Like some disciples who we may know.
Well, we are always there for them. I just recently read one wonderful message by Mahatma Prabhu on Facebook, and he knows many of Bhakti Charu Maharaj disciples, and I think probably some of them are his Siksha disciples also. So Mahatma Prabhu, in his letter, he wrote a very clear statement. He said that anyone who is a disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, know that I am there for you. I am there. Yeah, this is the same, I think the same message for everyone, each and every devotee, each and every disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that we all are there for you, and every devotee is unique in their own way. They have specific talents and services which they can offer and they can contribute. And you just have to approach them. So we are there, you know, in whatever area you need help, we are there for them. Whether it is financial, emotional, mental, spiritual, or in terms of guidance, in terms of connecting to Siksha Gurus, or cultivating a relationship between themselves and the other Siksha Gurus which are there in ISKCON. So, this is the most practical way we can offer them help. I mean, if we know someone personally, then we can call them and we can take care of them and we can inquire from them about their status and what can we offer them at this point of time. If we know any of Bhakti Charu Maharaj's disciples personally, then we can just speak to them and we can ask them.
Yeah, even some, like, you know, word okay, of encouragement.
Thank you.
I was thinking some words of encouragement because, recounting how great Maharaj was, how he touched us, and how his, what was his instructions that will continue to live with us. So I sent a few messages to some of his disciples with whom I am close. So
yeah,
I directly couldn't tell them I am there to help because I didn't know how to help. But you know, I just wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's an important point also. In fact, one thing which is very interesting. Prabhu mentioned. He mentioned that actually you will feel more connected deeply with your spiritual master now after he has passed away than before. And he also says that maybe not right now, you might not right now feel it, but it will happen eventually. So he says that you will actually get more intimately connected with Maharaj than before. After passing away. Okay. And I think this is also true because in separation, we remember our loved ones the most. And at the same time, the loved ones can actually appear to us, manifest to us in so many different ways, which probably it was not possible when he was personally present. Like, for example, he can appear in the dream of devotees. He can appear in the form of other devotees. You can definitely very strongly feel the presence of your guru through some other devotees or through the form of dreams or in many other way possible. And if you have noticed one thing, when Bhakti Charu Maharaj gave an offering to Prabhupada, so he did mention an analogy that when the child is hankering and he's searching for his father, the father is hiding somewhere. And so the child is thinking that my father is lost. And then he's crying. He's searching for his father, he's crying. When he can actually see his father, right? So the intensity of that hankering will actually increase more and more. And after that, the father will appear to them. So, I mean, this is the same concept as we have Vipralamba and Sambhoga. So, you can then the effect of Sambhoga is actually the highest. You can release that Sambhoga to highest degree. Okay. But if you have only Sambhoga, then the quality of Prema will actually reduce. Or it, you know, as we say that familiarity breeds contempt. So the quality of prema, intensity of prema is not that great when someone is always present. So we only realize when the person has left. So like, you know, for example, even myself also, I have never got any personal connection with Maharaj, but now I am feeling a lot of connection with him. I don't know why. I mean, I have never taken any long-term siksha also from Maharaj. I just had a few associations with Maharaj and met him a couple of times. In Jew, I've met him. I've met him in Orlando and probably at Alachua also maybe. I don't remember that. But I have never taken any long-term siksha from Maharaj. But after he has left, I am definitely feeling some kind of loophole is there in ISKCON. And the way he has rendered service in ISKCON, the way his personality was, a thorough gentleman, you know, such kind of devotees are extremely rare and we cannot see them passing away like that. It's very difficult for us. So that kind of connection with him is felt more intimately. Right? So, yeah, I think, so one thing that you mentioned, because you mentioned about encouragement, you have to mention this point very thoroughly, very strongly. And these two points you have to mention. One is that what Girirat Marad said. And I think this is also in sync with what Mahatma Prabhu also mentioned, is that I am never away from you. Should be very strongly emphasized to all the followers of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who have been greatly affected after his passing away. Obviously, it won't happen soon. It may take a long time, but I think it is this is something that we have to repeatedly communicate to them, and you have to give them the assurance that actually you will deeply feel the connection after, you know, once you start following the instructions of Maharaj. Because once the guru leaves, then we also probably tend to become more serious. I mean, I think it's a natural tendency that when you lose something, then you become serious about it, right? So that way, I mean, I see a parallel between Bhakti Tirth Maharaj and Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Bhakti Tirth Maharaj was very clear in his intentions. He wanted to sacrifice his life for other devotees, for his disciples and for other devotees. And he had prayed to Krishna like that give me a suffering which will actually take away the karma of all the devotees. And I'm willing to suffer for that. So Bhakti Tirth Maharaj actually got that very severe, he contacted a very severe disease. I think maybe it was cancer or something, but
melanoma cancer,
I think one of the stages of cancer or something. So he suffered greatly for that. Because I think he probably took the reactions of many devotees, the karmic reactions, and but not just, you know, about karma, but he basically wanted that all the devotees should unite in such a way that they'll come together and they will make a very strong bond with each other, and they will make a very strong and quality bond with each other, which means that they will keep Krishna in the center and they will become very united in the service of Lord. Also, so his focus and goal was that to unite all the devotees, to make the bond very strong in the community, and he did that. But here we don't see Bhakti Charu Maharaj specifically mentioning that. His desire was to basically preaching, you know, that is what he actually mentioned in this class. But I see a similar parallel between, and that's why I said in the beginning that maybe Bhakti Charu Maharaj also took the karma of his followers, because they were also affected with corona, but they all came out to be negative, and Maharaj is the only one who got affected. So maybe Maharaj took the reaction of all these devotees on his own self. So it is a possibility. I mean, you know, it is, because these souls are Mahatmas. They can definitely do all these things. Yeah. So this is what we have to emphasize then. Okay. Yeah, so I would request Aritra Prabhu, and then I would also request Alisha Mataji. You can contribute your offering to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And if other devotees also want to, then definitely, you know, they can just mention it. Yeah, Aritra, you can start.
Yeah, so yeah, I had, as you mentioned, that yes, I had my first association with Bhakti Charu Maharaj with when you all had come, when Ananda Vrindavan and you had come, and that was the first time ever. But after that, every time I remember, I just, you know what, like as you're saying, now that he's not there, it is just everything is coming back to me. That he was so like, he would always would have that friendly smile on his face, and whenever he saw me, he would inquire of me, how are you doing, and you know, how is everything going. So he always had that warm touch about him, which now I'm actually missing. Like now I feel like, yes, I've lost a member of the family. So interestingly, on Sunday, like last Sunday, I had a very short dream about Maharaj. Like we were in a train and Maharaj came. He was being followed by one of his brahmachari assistants, and he saw me. I immediately got up and gave prostrated Dandavat in the train only. And then Maharaj smiled, he looked at me. He didn't say anything. And then just the dream was gone. And from then on, like that's the time when I actually began thinking, okay, Maharaj, he was right. Like he was very close to our place, like where the hospital where he was in. And I really started thinking on Maharaj a lot. And then when this happened, I was like, I was hoping against hope it wouldn't, you know, things would turn. There are so many devotees praying. Maybe Krishna will keep him. But I always had this feeling that, okay, ultimately what happens to a great soul is not, is definitely not bound by, you know, laws of karma. It is the Lord's desire. If he wants his devotee back for another purpose, so be it. So I was hoping against hope. And then I was glad that, you know, once he passed away, I remembered, like, he gave me one little service, like directly. He told me he wanted to start a prasadam delivery service in our company. So he asked me what could be done. And so he told me his plan and everything. I told him that, Maharaj, given my limited ability, I will start here. I'm going to first start making a group. Create a WhatsApp group and, you know, add people, talk to people, tell them about this new service that's coming up, what is going to be unique about it, and then I'll try it like that. So he said, yes, go ahead. We have all the promotional material, everything. You can try that. So I was fortunate that Maharaj passed away, but at least there was one little service, some way I could, you know, do a little bit for him. And I think that kind of, that strengthen the bond, like just like you're saying, I have had a lot of association. I tell you, I have had association, like I've been in classes where he was speaking, and not that I have asked him a lot of questions, but it's just that he had that ability to touch you, like a powerful soul with just Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. Like even if they don't directly talk to you, they just have that effect on you, that impact on you. And I'll share something really interesting. So my mother, she was been taking interest in Krishna consciousness for a while. And I started recommending Maharaj's videos, classes. So she was so happy. She was so happy and so engaged. She was not missing a single class from Maharaj. Before coming to the US, he was giving class every day. And she was telling me that she was feeling that strong affinity towards Krishna consciousness ever since she began hearing Maharaj. And what to say of my mother, and of course she's reading the Bengali translation. And I used to keep telling her that every Bengali translation is written by Maharaj, has been done by Maharaj. So she was very, very attracted by him. And she has never met him before, just online video lectures. So with that, my father, so both of them, my father is really not interested in Krishna consciousness, but they were constantly, you know, they would inquire every day. I would call every day. They were asking what is happening to him, how is it doing, what is the latest status. So I thought that Maharaj is such a powerful soul for people who have not even seen him, even if they're not interested in Krishna consciousness. I saw my father, he was like really curious, you know, what's happening, concerned. I thought like he could really get people attracted towards him. So my association hasn't been that intense or like that intimate with Maharaj, but I've seen him so many times, and each time that smile, really hard to forget. I was not in tears maybe, but I was almost like that. And I feel that this land of Orlando, it is blessed that Maharaj's Tirobhav happened on this place. This city is blessed just because Maharaj started his project here and he left left for another world here. So yeah, I guess that's. I really miss him. I miss him. I don't know. He's not even. He was never like really close to me. But I miss him already. Yesterday was like, I tried to sleep so much, and I slept in a little bit in the afternoon. I was tired. Just the thoughts were overwhelming me. Constantly, I kept getting up you know, and thinking that I'm not going to have a chance. Because now I see his project is here. So I knew that, oh, Maharaj is here. You know, Maharaj is here. I'll just go to see him. I'll take the darshan of him. Maybe he will give us a class, or he will just maybe say a few kind of words, some words of encouragement. And he was always very encouraging, always. Little small things, he would just encourage you, make you feel like you are special, like that. And now that he's not there, I suddenly begin to feel that now I'll go to D-Land, but I won't see Maharaj. But his disciples are also, I tell you, the disciples who are in D-Land, they bear a distinct impression of his gentlemanly character. They bear that distinction. I have interacted with them. They will never, you know, they are extremely humble. They are very kind, compassionate. I have stayed in D-Land for both Devil and me. We have stayed one night, and then another time also I stayed. Maharaj, his disciples would like call and say that, okay, come, we have a room for you. We will take care of everything. Like, they won't let you do things. You go over there, like, they're going to make you feel like you are the VIP there. And it's sometimes heartbreaking. Like, you don't want that, those things. You want, you feel like, you know, they're just doing too much, but still, like, they had that kind of love for, like, you know, that's their Guru Maharaj's mercy that was flowing through them, if I say. Debalina liked to be there so much. She really liked the devotees very much over there. So, yeah, it's a big loss.
Wonderful, Prabhu, wonderful. So I think this was a very special mercy, Prabhu, that Maharaj appeared to you in dream. And I will tell you that this is a genuine dream. It is not something, because sometimes we have a doubt that are the dreams real, they are truth or not. But I think these kind of dreams, they are quite real. I don't think this is some kind of mental thought or something, because you will see with time that these dreams, they will not reappear. It will not be a frequent dream. And so these are treasures actually for us. And I think there is probably some connection also, because see, what is actually the real interesting thing about your dream is the connection of Maharaj's instruction to you. Or you can say that Maharaj's request for you to serve in your company, right? To deliver the prasadam. So that's why I think, you know, there is some connection between the dream and the prasadam distribution. So you are very fortunate that way. And I think, so you saw this dream before Maharaj passed?
Before Maharaj passed. Like last Sunday or Monday, I think. I think last Sunday. It was last Sunday.
If it is possible for you, then you should take this request of Maharaj by heart, and you should definitely work on this.
No, this was actually running. This happened back in 2018. They started this food delivery program, Divine Foods, and I was constantly trying to get feedback for them, you know, what they can improve on, or like if I thought that, you know, there is something, you know, maybe it's a little pricey. So they would always, in fact, Maharaj would ask me a few times these questions. I remember, I really can't forget, he came to our campus. I had wanted to arrange, you know, him to speak to our people. But here it is like, you know, they are so secular about, you know, who speaks. So that image is there. Maharaj came to our campus and he asked me one question. He said that, do you think we should have our Sunday programs in the morning or in the evening? I was like, why am I just asking me this question? And then I said, honestly, why, you know, what I thought. But it was going on. The food distribution was going on. It was never very profitable. And we thought of many ways of trying to do so. And but at the end, now it has stopped anyways because of Corona. So no one is going to the office. So they have stopped. But it did go on for 2 years.
Okay. So you said that you had met Mara for the first time when you were with us, right?
And yeah, then, that was the first time, right? And okay. Then so, I think two, 3 weeks after that, Yeah, a couple of weeks. You came in April, right? No, March. You came in March. In April, Maharaj called me and we sat together and he explained to me everything.
Yeah, so I think, and I could observe that because when Maharaj was...
Can't hear you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. We can't hear you at all.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Okay. So I what I'm saying is that I could see the connection. I could feel the mercy of Maharaj, special mercy of Maharaj to you when he was talking to you for quite a good amount of time when we were there. And he was asking background and everything. And so, yeah, you definitely got some good mercy of Maharaj. And so I think this is definitely a reciprocation of Maharaj with you. Because to some degree, you had played some important role in Maharaj's life. And I think this is a reciprocation, you got it from him. So this is how, you know, a guru will reciprocate or any advanced Vaishnava will reciprocate with us. So anyways, but these dreams are very special and important to us. And especially when it comes to the execution of these dreams in terms of service. So like, for example, you know, Madhavendra Puri also had dreams a couple of times. But in each and every dream, he did not just boast about it. That, okay, Krishna appeared to me and I'm so great. And, you know, like the Lord is frequently appearing in my dream. But the fact that he did not disclose to anyone and he actually sacrificed his life to serve the Lord. Because the dream, although the Lord appeared in the dream, but he gave instructions to Madhavendra Puri every time, whenever he appeared. So he gave instruction to him and he followed that instruction. And he sacrificed his life for that. So this is very important. Okay. Not just the dream, but if there is an instruction with the dream, then that has to be executed and followed.
There is just so much.
Which I had also realized, but I forgot to mention this point, that you mentioned that, you know, he passed away in Orlando, not also in India. And I think, I personally feel, it's my realization also, that he wanted to set an example. That devotees, wherever they pass the body, they leave the body, they can go back to Godhead, and they can go back to Prabhupada also. Irrespective of it is the dham or wherever it is, the devotee, they will create dham, they will create that environment and atmosphere. And same thing happened with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also. And few other sannyasi also and few other devotees also who left like that outside of India, outside of dham. So because Maharaj was in that kind of spirit of preaching, you know, he did mention that what is the use, I mean, Prabhupada never asked us to stay in Vrindavan and dham, and he wanted us to go outside India and preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that spirit he exemplified. Okay. So this is very important. Maharaj personally has exemplified this principle that wherever you are serving Krishna, wherever you are purely serving Krishna, nicely, sincerely serving the Lord, then you can still attain the destination. It is not that you have to leave the body in the dham. Okay. That's a very strong message by Maharaj. Because the fact that the entire world is with Maharaj, is praying for Maharaj, is sufficient to prove that he has gone back to Prabhupada, the spiritual world, or wherever he is, but he has attained perfection. There's no doubt about that. He was completely pure, definitely, in his services. Yeah. Okay.
I think Alisha Mataji is waiting.
The kind of connection that your mother had with Maharaj. Yeah. I think Maharaj will also reciprocate with her. If she has that connection with Maharaj for a couple of months now, Maharaj will also reciprocate with her. It's just a matter of time. But yeah, I mean, it's good that she made that connection without even seeing him, without even meeting him. just and this is the real connection with the guru, the siksha. Okay, so definitely she will get the recitation. Okay, all right. Thank you, Aritra Prabhu, for wonderful realizations.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so
Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki jai.
Jai. Okay, Alisha Mataji.
Well, actually, I don't have much to say. Just a few lines. In London, especially in Manor, before Bhakti Charu Maharaj started.
Okay, your voice is breaking. Yeah.
Is it okay now?
Yeah. Okay.
So, in Manor, there was a lot of problem in the late 70s and 80s. And then after that, in late 80s, Bhakti Charu Maharaj started to come and he started to instruct Shruti Dharma Prabhu, and then so many of them took re-initiation from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So, I mean, there was a lot of chaos here. Two of the sannyasis, they left the movement. And so, but he stabilized it in such a wonderful way. And my mentor here is a Bhakti Charu Maharaj disciple, and most of the leaders here, so many projects, Krishnavanti schools and so many other projects, temple presidents from Leicester, Pradyumna Das, they are all Bhakti Charu Maharaj disciples. And one thing is they are so cultured, and he was the cultural ministry head, and I see it in his disciples. They are so cultured, refined in the way they speak, and they always emphasize that, you know, we are a family. That family spirit is actually coming from Maharaj, and we see it in them. Like Maharaj used to cook for all his god brothers, so, and that kind of loving spirit I see in his disciples. So, and like I met him once on a Janmashtami program, and he just told me one thing. My daughter was just born, and he said, you know, she was born on Nityanand Tridashi, so he told me that please look after her well. And he's told this to many other mothers, like, you know, he knew how to talk to a mother, how to talk to a leader. Like, he just knew how to encourage everyone in their service, and that's what a perfect leader does, actually. So and recently, I mean, I didn't know he was so dear to Radhanath Maharaj too. I mean, he's been speaking about him since past 2-3 classes that he gave. So yeah, I mean, we can understand what a great personality he was, and so dedicated to Prabhupada. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So, wonderful.
To Mataji's point, one quick thing. Yes, Maharaj's skill, culinary skills, is out of the world. Like, he used to personally cook and set an example that what kind of cuisines will be rolled out for the prasadam distribution. So, and one time, you know what happened? They distributed like some 50-60 boxes of prasadam, and Maharaj, when he was accepting prasadam, he didn't like the taste. He said that immediately sent out message to the on the WhatsApp group that they will get refund for all the money that they paid today, because he was not satisfied. He said he thought that the people who took the boxes, they will not be satisfied. Literally, they refunded all the money for that day.
Yeah, so he's a perfect gentleman, and so Alisha had mentioned one point about Maharaj. It's this is a common offering from all the devotees which I've heard, that Maharaj is I forgot what you mentioned. You spoke about his ability to speak with people according to their level and to encourage them. And you also spoke about Maharaj stabilizing the situation there. And one more thing you mentioned, which I forgot, and I that's quite common. I think all devotees have noticed this quality of Maharaj.
Like he was very refined and high class.
Yeah, yeah, that is also obviously there. But another point.
Family. Emphasize that we are a family like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned that Maharaj always says that ISKCON is our family. Yeah, so this is something that Maharaj is extremely well known about. That he always, wherever he goes, he says that Prabhupada is our father and ISKCON is Prabhupada. When I read the offering of Kalakand Prabhu, he did mention this point that Maharaj always mentioned this, that Prabhupada, ISKCON is his ashram and Prabhupada is actually the father of everyone and we are a part of the family. So Maharaj always connected everyone strongly with Prabhupada. His emphasis was to connect everyone, each and every devotee in ISKCON to Prabhupada very deeply. That was his focus, major service also. And you will see this in all of his classes also. He'll speak about connecting with Prabhupada, deeply with Prabhupada, and that he's being the founder Acharya. And then Kalakand Prabhu also shared this one point that in spite of being personally very advanced, he actually emphasized on this point that there, you know, the empowerment also comes by recognizing the fact that we are trying to please Prabhupada and we are his servants. We are following Prabhupada. So then only the empowerment will come through Prabhupada and through the GBC. So this is something that Maharaj, in spite of his personal advancement also, he took a very humble position and he brought Prabhupada in the forefront everywhere. So which is a very unique quality. It's a very, at his advanced stature, only he could say such things. Because generally when you become very advanced, you start thinking about my disciples and, you know, my philosophy and my teachings and all. But actually the highest type of surrender is that, you know, to satisfy the desire of the spiritual master, which is Prabhupada said that your love for me will be shown by how you all cooperate with each other. So Maharaj wanted to make sure that the spirit of cooperation remains in ISKCON forever and we all remain connected to Prabhupada forever. That's why he always in terms of Guru Tattva, is that, you know, Srila Prabhupada being the preeminent Siksha Guru and he being the founder Acharya, we are supposed to follow him and he is our main Siksha Guru. And whoever does not follow Prabhupada, we are not supposed to follow them. So all these technical stuff is actually Maharaj's contribution. Because I think it was Maharaj who discovered the book of Krishna Badnamrit by Narahari Sarkar. And he presented this book to GBC. So then after going through a detailed discussion, they came to this conclusion and they were able to come up with some kind of principle of Guru Tattva that would actually harmonize and satisfy everyone. You know, because it is not so easy to understand Guru Tattva in an organization or in an organizational structure, because there are so many gurus and then there is a founder Acharya also. So how do we harmonize these things? It's not that the guru is absolute in ISKCON. The guru is ultimately dependent on Prabhupada, right? And we all are also dependent on Prabhupada. So this common feature of connecting with Prabhupada is a very unique contribution of Maharaj. And that's why he was emphasizing repeatedly that we are all a part of family. Yeah, so thank you for sharing that wonderful point. Okay, any devotees that have any question or comments? Anyone would like to offer, make an offering? It's not necessary to speak on your behalf. You can also represent your guru or some devotee. I mean, if you are inspired by some devotee's offering to Maharaj, then you can share also.
Hare Krishna, Guru.
Yes, Madhuri. Yes.
As you said, actually, we take it for granted, like, no? Being in ISKCON, having so many great Vaishnavas surrounding us, we feel like, yeah, Bhakti Charsam Maharaj, Jagna Sam Maharaj. We heard about them and we see their Kirtan Mela, not much association. I don't even follow his lectures or anything. But yes, in Kirtan Mela, sometimes we listen to his Kirtans and all. But I don't know, from past 20 days when Maharaj is not well, all these things are going on. And at the end, yesterday was so tensed, like, no. WhatsApp ring comes, I used to see, like, my God, what is the message? And as you said, when the message came, I don't know why. I don't have any connection. I don't have any association. I don't have a connection in the sense, in the form of hearing lectures or anything. Other Maharajas, we hear some of them. I literally cried. I couldn't control for 3-4 hours. I was talking to devotees, but still. And then I felt, as you said, no, it's the family. Even you don't have direct personal association, Prabhupada made in such a way that we are so belonging to each other. The connection was there. And then I started knowing about Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. And everybody was praying, glorifying him. Started knowing about him. What kind of a devotee and a great Vaishnava he is. Until that time, really, I don't know anything about him. After hearing all those things and Guru Maharaj, Jayapataksa Maharaj, he was intensely praying and he's requesting for prayers. Then we were continuously almost every alternative day we were sitting and doing the congregational chanting. Actually, yesterday also we started morning 9 o'clock, 24 hours chanting. And by the time afternoon, we got this news, but still we continued our prayers and kirtans and all. Then started reading one after the other devotees, what they were writing and all. Even Arjun Maharaj also told, like, no, when I heard his lecture from Mujay and when he was leaving to US, he said, yes, I have to go. Maharaj said, like, I couldn't sleep that night because something gave me, like, I was thinking that Krishna is calling him. He was in such an ecstatic mood. We could see him, like, you know, when he was going there. So I said, yes, Prabhupada is calling and Krishna is calling him and they have different plans. But still, we have to pray. We requested Krishna that to keep him here. But Krishna has different plans and Prabhupada wanted him somewhere. Like the Maharaj told yesterday after the Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj passed away. And I also read one more Prabhuji's homage, like, he is Chakradari Das from Kolkata. Actually, now he is in Vijayawada, our place. He wrote such a heartfelt he was having such a good association with Maharaj. And he wrote how he used to take care of him personally and very close and how he used to appreciate for small things, encouraging them. Even then, like, no, he says, like, it's not the, I mean, ISKCON nowadays, it's very rare to see that taking care of the disciples of other gurus. But he mentioned, like, no, he used to love me so much. He said he was starting this Ujjain. He said, will you be joining me? Then I couldn't go. Then he said, Panipat or somewhere, he's all there also, he was doing some project. He said, why don't you join me there? That he wrote such a wonderful homage. Then I thought, like, I mean, with how many people they could maintain such a wonderful relation, like, not one or two, worldwide, so many devotees. It's not easy for any ordinary person that great Vaishnavas and they could maintain those relations. Such a composure and as Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj means, only thing what I remember is his beautiful smiling face. That's it. So, very touching, Prabhu. I don't know, as you said, no, when people, now he passed away, I don't know, I feel I'm connected to him. Before and all, I mean, no connection, nothing. Like, yeah, he's our ISKCON sannyasi, he's there for us. But now, I don't know. As Prabhu told, like, no, some family member, very dearest person, lost, something like that feeling.
Yeah, thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. Yeah, so this connection that we feel with Maharaj, I think that is maybe because of our lifetime we are present and Maharaj is also present, so that a bit connection is there because we hear about their glories, we see them, so some connection we definitely feel, a personal touch or connection is there. But I think now that connection has deepened, just because I think because our, you know, because the relationship between our Guru Maharaj and Bhakti Charu Maharaj also.
Yeah, that is there, Prabhu. Today morning, actually, early hours before getting up, as Prabhu, I got a dream. Like, no, normally my conscious this thing is whenever before also we were in a different house. That time also, one time Japataksa Maharaj, he came to our house and he stayed one night in our house. So, I mean, our senior devotee is there. When we change, shift the house, you know the conditions here. They are very like, no suraksha and all those things. So normally whenever Guru Maharaj comes, we keep him in a, such a, I mean, some house, and we have a program in different places. So he said, Mataji, this house is very beautiful, very nice. It will be very good for Guru Maharaj. If he comes, he can stay here. I don't know, that may be instilled in my brain. Whenever I feel like, now also I changed my house, it's not required this much, but I have a feeling that if Guru Maharaj comes, house should be sufficient. That's my thought. So in very frequently, I get some dreams like Guru Maharaj is coming or something. Like today morning also, I got like Guru Maharaj wanted to come here. And so I was in some other thing. Some Radhyatra is going on and I was setting up the house and everything. It is like not so good. I was telling everyone, no, set it up. Guru Maharaj is coming and all. Then somebody said he has already arrived. He is in the neighbor's house. Then I went him to invite. There I saw in this left side room, 3-4 sannyasis. Guru Maharaj, Bhaktacharya Maharaj, and other 2 more sannyasis, they were resting. I mean, they were sitting. And then when I invited, Guru Maharaj said, yes, I'm coming. And he came. And I mean, like, it was so touching. Like, I could have all of them darshan. And Guru Maharaj was in so much dull, and he was not so, because before day only, I listened to his that video. He was saying, we tried, but we couldn't. Krishna wanted him to call back, and I couldn't speak today. I cannot give class. Like that, he closed within 2 minutes. Maybe that was printed in my mind, or I don't know, but I got the dream and I had all of the darshan today. As you said, it's a connection between our Guru and Bhaktacharya Maharaj.
Yeah.
What we are feeling now.
Wonderful. Yeah, so I think you all have got special mercy of your Guru as well as Bhaktacharya Maharaj. And this is the wonderful reservation of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and he will continue to reciprocate from a transcendental plane. It's not necessary. So one thing I do want to share, because Aritra also had made a point about encouraging devotees, his followers. And I think it is very important that some of the disciples of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they may be aspiring from him and have not got initiated probably till now. But I think one thing that connection, it's not that you just see him as a Diksha Guru, because just because the Diksha Guru has passed away does not mean that you break the connection with him, because the real connection with the Guru is through the Siksha, and that Siksha lives forever. It is eternal. So you have to pursue that. Obviously, it has to be a natural thing. It cannot be artificial. If some devotees, they artificially take Diksha from someone, then it will not work out well. But the Diksha has to be taken naturally from someone who you are most inspired. And you have to cultivate that inspiration, no matter whether the Guru has passed away or not, or whether he does not give Diksha also. Okay. So, because inspiration is inspiration. It's a natural inspiration. It can never go away. So we have to cultivate that inspiration, and we continue to take him as our Siksha Guru, and we follow his instructions also. And he will keep continue to guide us in different ways and forms that will be revealed to us with time. It's not that once he has disappeared means the connection is lost and he will not be able to guide us. It's not like that. So spiritual life is transcendental. He will definitely continue to guide on a transcendental platform, and we will continue to receive instructions from him. So we can definitely continue that relationship, and we can cultivate that Siksha also. Yeah. Yeah, so any other devotees, they have any to share? Okay. Nirvika, you want to share anything?
No, Prabhuji.
Okay, Swati Madhuri.
Yes, Prabhuji. Usually when we think about Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I have not met him or I have not seen him, but just even I always remember his, his smiling face, and he's so jovial. And what I've heard also from other devotees is that he set a very good example of Vaishnavas, how to behave. And he was very jovial and friendly to everyone he met, and he connected that, he had that personal connection with every one that he met. So this really inspired me, and even more than all that is how he was very, very loyal to Srila Prabhupada. So that was a very nice thing, Prabhuji.
So thank you for sharing that. I'm not sure if he's awake till now, but just wanted to confirm.
So even I'm feeling that, like all of you said, even I'm feeling that even though we didn't meet him, we feel that our some family member has just left us. It's very true.
So true.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. And lastly, I just only when we have a close connection, or we understand this fact that it's because of the mercy of Guru that we can actually feel certain emotions like this. I think the prayers of the Guru also, by which we get connected to all these other devotees. As it is mentioned that by the grace of Diksha Guru, one can get connected to the Siksha Guru, right? So we can understand, like for example, if you remember one day we were talking about attachment for the Lord, attachment for the process of bhakti, attachment for the limbs of devotional service, and the attachment and the quality will improve with time. That's only because of the prayers and the mercy of the of the Guru. So I gave one example of how Radhanath Maharaj, one time he was in Jagannath Puri, and when he embraced Lord Jagannath, so then he embraced Jagannath for a long time, and then one of his disciples asked him that, Maharaj, you took a long time, so can you share something, what were you thinking when you were embracing Jagannath? So Maharaj shared that I was praying that each and every one of my disciples gets love for Jagannath, or they can increase their attachment for Jagannath. So basically, whatever attachment we have for Dham, for the Lord, particular deities or any form of bhakti is only because of the mercy of Guru's prayers. And because of their mercy. Because of their mercy, right? So this is what the result of everything is, that ultimately implicit faith in the spiritual master and the Lord simultaneously. This is the most important thing. Yeah, and obviously, Guru means the Diksha and Siksha Guru, Vartama Pradaksha Guru also. So, so we have to always remember that, because I think many times we forget, and probably we just think that the Guru is Diksha Guru, but no, it's a combination of the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. They are all one. They are all identical. They are just manifesting according to different needs of the devotees. So one guru is not able to give you something, then other guru is giving you that. And that guru is not able to give you something, then the third guru is giving you that. So we are just, we whatever our needs are in Krishna consciousness, these are fulfilled by our Gurujan. And that's why they are actually non-different. Identically, they are all identical in the absolute sense. So that's how we get love, attachment for everything in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So by the mercy of all the great devotees, we have got this unique opportunity to connect with all these great sadhus. And we are grateful to them, indebted to them for everything. Okay. All right. So we can close the discussion today, and we'll continue next weekend. If anything, any comment is there, then they can feel free to share it. All right. So, okay. Ujjwala Mataji, is this being saved on YouTube?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so maybe you can share the link in the group.
Yeah, the same link what I shared, I'll put in the description.
Yeah, you can just put in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, and so now, so okay, because of Ujjwala Kalindi Mataji, we are able to get this opportunity to come on Zoom and use the Zoom facilities, because actually the professional plan is a paid one. But Mataji is very kind to offer us on the weekend, and we will be able to broadcast it on YouTube henceforth. So, I will be doing is I will actually make a YouTube channel now, and directly the broadcast, it will be broadcasted on YouTube. We don't have to upload it. We don't have to save it. It will be directly saved to YouTube. That's the biggest advantage of broadcasting directly with YouTube, right? So now these YouTube videos can be shared with everyone, many devotees. Okay. So that will be a great advantage. And I really thank Ujjwala Kalindi Mataji for her kindness to give us this opportunity to share.
No, nothing, Prabhu. It's my pleasure. I'll try to add your basic account to this pro account, Prabhu. Then it will be easy for you also.
Sure, sure, Mataji.
Maybe you can use it for your CC also. I'll just explore it and I'll come back to you.
Yes, we can try that also.
Okay,
all right. So, thank you all for joining. Hare Krishna, Dr. Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yeah, so all glories to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay.